Dara. If you could hear me. If I could only speak. I would use my last breath to tell you that I love you more than life, more than anything. My daughter. My darling daughter.
Kafka! Kafka! Hey there, Kafka!
What?
Kafka, wake up!
Father, is that you?
Of course it's me. Let us in. It's tipping down.
What? Oh, yes, yes. Father. Mother, what are you doing here?
We're soaked through.
I'm sorry, I'm so sorry.
5 minutes we were out there. Were you sleeping?
I must have dozed off.
At this hour?
I didn't know you were coming. What are you doing here?
I had some business in the city.
Can I get you a drink?
Ooh,
no, lovely. No.
Well then, can I take your coats at least?
We're not stopping long.
Look, let him take the coats.
Mother.
Franz. Hello, my love. How are you?
Yes, yes. Yes. Stumbling along.
You look thin. Are you eating?
Of course I am, yes.
No, vegetables? Oh, that's not eating. Hey, tell him what I said to Lionel.
Oh, Herman.
That he said your boy would make a good rabbi, all along with his books. Rabbi, I said. Rabbit, more like, the way he eats.
Yes, well, we all have different tastes, Father.
Hey, and you've a lass in your life, I hear. Not before time, either. Yeah, place looks neat and tidy.
Look, why don't you sit down? You're making me feel uncomfortable.
Oh.
I'd rather stand.
Herman, you're making him uncomfortable.
You need a lass in your life, son. You're too daft to be left on your own.
Yeah, well, thank you. Duly noted. What about you? Have you been...
Oh, we can't complain, can we, love?
No, we're very well. Embarrassingly well.
Not embarrassingly well.
Please, would you not correct me, Herman?
At any rate, I'll get to the point. We're not exactly here just to say hello.
Oh?
No. I have a proposal to make you.
I see.
Sit yourself down. Please.
Very well.
Your mother and I have been thinking, Kafka. Now, here's the thing. Now, where's the sense in you pursuing an artistic career when you can't make a good living out of it?
Oh, dear.
But really, where's the sense?
We've been through this so many times. See, I don't believe that a work of art gets its value from the marketplace.
Work of art. Who's talking about art?
I mean art in the general in the general sense of.
See, as a businessman, if you can't sell it, means people don't want it. And if they don't want it, where's the use in it? Like a square wheel.
Well, I don't mind if people want it.
Well, there you go. There's that arrogance coming through. The point is, you have to mind, else you don't get fed. Now that's how it works. See.
You'll wither away, Franz.
You agree with him about this?
I just want to see you happy.
Happy? What is happy? It's a myth. It comes and goes. It's not a perpetual
like
state.
Like I said, I have a proposition.
What is it?
Now, this may come as a surprise to you, but I thought I'd have a read of something you'd written.
I see.
Well, why not? I was on my morning walk when I happened to pass the little bookshop, you know, near the river. Now, I would have walked right by, but something in the window caught my eye. It were a grubby-looking thing, but the name on the cover were clear as day. My name. Kafka.
You bought my book?
Cut price. I'll tell you what, though. It weren't half bad. Even made me laugh, didn't it, love?
Yes, it did.
Hey, remember when you'd lie in bed and I'd call you daft names like Lazy Cockroach? Well, that's where you got the notion, isn't it? Admit it! Yeah, well, didn't I say so? I knew he'd make use of me eventually. No, don't worry, I won't get the lawyers on you.
So you read a book, so what?
So here's the thing. I happen to know a local theatrical. Nice man, had a big show in Prague last summer. Now, your mother and I went together.
Yes.
Fabulous night, packed it was. The whole run sold out. Oh, you can make faces, but it takes something that. Sell out at a theatre in these troubled times.
Oh, I'm sure.
Anyhow, last week, by chance, he came into the shop. I recognised him immediately, so we got chatting. Next thing, your name's come up. He starts asking questions. Everything he wants to know. Where do you live? Who do you live with? How do you dress? Cut to the chase. He's keen.
Keen?
To work with you.
Work on what?
Oh, I don't know. That's your business. I suppose he wants to use your stories as material. It's a chance, Kafka. He knows all the top people. Now, what do you call these chaps? Forgive me. Not the composer. The one who writes the words.
Librettist.
Librettist. That's it.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Your show with Grossman. Am I wasting my breath? He's ready to go. Based on your books, A Musical for Our Times, Franz Kafka, writer of such works as blah, 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 joins up with theatrical genius Grossman for an unforgettable night of music and drama.
No, that's not right. No, I'd sooner destroy them. I'd sooner throw them on the pyre.
Bloody woman-headed. Everything this man touches gets rich. And his body's too a nice man. What a nice, kind, modest man.
Father.
Oh, for heavens. Tell him, would you?
Franz, he's right. Grossman's a very nice man and very modest.
Yeah, all right, shush. Now, look, your mother and I won't be around forever. Now, you'll need an income when we're gone, and you're not in the best of health, and who'll look after you?
I don't know. I have my pension.
Well, you can't live off some crummy government handout all your life. This might be your one chance to make a living from your writing. Now, think about it. It's not like I'm asking you to join the army. I've told him you'll be there tomorrow at 6. Now, what have you got to lose?
Everything I've ever kept sacred.
Pish! Don't keep him waiting. He's a busy man. Now, you will be there, won't you? Well?
Thank you, Father.
Good lad. I'll call afterwards, see how it went. Don't get up. We'll see ourselves out. And don't undersell yourself, you hear? Don't undersell yourself!
Herr Grossman's office? Of course, I'll put you through. Herr Grossman's office? Yes, it is. Yes, but we need 2,000 of them. Herr Grossman specifically requested 2,000. Blue. No, they must be blue. Then send them back. I don't care if they've come from Peru. They will have to go back. Thank you. Yes?
I'm here for the meeting with Herr Grossman.
What was it concerning?
He's asked to see me. It's about my books.
Okay. There doesn't seem to be anything in the diary.
Well, I was told he'd be expecting me.
Right, we'll take a seat. No, not that one. Yes. Yes, there's fine. And your name is?
Kafka.
Kafka? Not the Kafka.
Well, yes, actually.
Oh, it is such an honour.
Thank you.
Only yesterday I was eating one of your strudels on the Oderberger Straße. So light and delicious.
Sorry. You must have confused me with someone else.
You're not Florian Kafka, the pastry chef?
No, I'm Franz Kafka, the Czech writer. I believe Herr Grossman's acquainted with my father, Hermann Kafka.
Okay. And what exactly do you want?
Well, when they met in the course of their discussions, Herr Grossman discussed with my father the possibility of possibly adapting some of my stories with a view to...
What do you write about?
Difficult to summarise. Suppose my stories are sort of parables about life.
And are you yourself married, Mr. Katia?
Kafka. Married? No, I'm not.
I'm surprised. You're quite attractive, in a quirky sort of way.
Oh, thank you.
Herr Grossman is terribly clever. He really is quite brilliant. You mustn't let him intimidate you.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Yes. Is he actually available?
Available? No, not at the minute.
Okay. Well...
You must at least have a girlfriend.
Me? No.
Why not?
Well,
You're shy, aren't you? I can see that. You have a little stammer. It's cute, actually. You need a certain type of woman. Outgoing. Giving. So is it only weddings you write about?
In all honesty, I rarely write about weddings, per se. I tend to concentrate more on
Excuse me one moment. This is wonderful news, Herr Kafka. We're going to start tomorrow.
Start?
You have the all clear.
What are you talking about?
When he likes something, he doesn't mess about. There's no delay. It's straight down to business. Now, this is your schedule. You'll need to be at the theatre for 9. Please be prompt. A map's attached for your convenience.
I don't understand. Surely I should at least speak with Herr Grossman.
It's not necessary.
Just... To get an idea of his intentions, his plans.
That will all be taken care of.
Well, it's just there's been no creative discussion.
No.
Couldn't I at least...
Herr Castor! You're so thin. You're like a hairy twig. Shall we get something to eat? Like in an hour? I know a lovely little place on Friedrichstrasse.
You want me to eat with you?
Why not? Some duck? Or some chicken? Franz... You have to let Herr Grossman get on and do his job. You won't regret it, I promise.
I understand, but...
Now, here's the address of the restaurant. I've got a few things to tie up here and then I'll be with you. Don't worry about anything. You won't, will you, Franz?
Very well.
Good. You're in excellent hands.
Inflation 2,000,000%. Berliner Morgan's Post, 200 marks. Inflation 2,000,000%.
Is that really the price of the paper?
Yes, sir. Madness, isn't it? Don't know where it's going to end. Like the world's coming apart at the seams. And they're killing people now, you know.
Who are?
Well, that's what happens when people struggle to get by. They get anxious, look for scapegoats, solutions. Before you know it, the streets are thick with the red stuff.
Indeed. Indeed.
A bad business. A bad, bad business.
Berliner Morgan's Post, 100,000 marks. Inflation 2,000,000%. Germany on the brink. Germany on the brink.
What can I get you?
Just a glass of water, thank you.
Coming up.
You worked here long?
Long enough.
Tell me, you ever hear of a Grossman? Big theatre producer.
Grossman, sure.
Do you ever see him here?
He lives in one of those big houses on the hill. This isn't his sort of place.
What would be his sort of place?
I don't know. He's a man of particular tastes.
Oh, well, what does that mean?
What it means, glass of water, is I already answered your question, didn't I?
Yes, thank you. Well, I'm about to start working with him, and I just wanted to get a better picture of what he's like.
What he's like? What's anyone like? Arms, legs, head. I'll tell you one thing, though. He tips well.
But I thought you said that he didn't have...
Hans? Yeah, sure, yeah. You Kafka?
Yes.
Telephone.
For me? Kafka?
So, Harry went well.
Father?
He's delighted.
Who told you so?
Well, Grossman did, of course.
When?
Well, just now. He's taken quite a shine. Listen, he asked me to ask you something. You don't have to say yes immediately. He wants to know, how would you like to be in the show?
What?
I know. actually appear in it. A proper job. Hey, you must have impressed him.
But we didn't meet.
What's that?
I said we didn't.
Where are you? It's a bloody racket. Anyhow, what he said was you're exactly the type of person he's looking for to play you.
Father, listen to me. I can't...
Don't start with your I'm not good enough routine. If Grossman thinks you're up to it, who are you to argue?
I am precisely the person to argue because I know what's inside me, personally, better than he does.
You ungrateful sponge.
For which I'm grateful, but I...
Guy, you're too much of a pushover. You do as you're told and stand up for yourself.
What?
I said stand up for yourself.
I know. I know what you said. It's just...
Your mother wants a word. Keep it brief. It's costing me a fortune.
France, sweetheart, your father's told me the news. This is such a wonderful opportunity, and you deserve it. We're all so looking forward to being there on opening night. My boy, on the stage.
Thank you, Mother. I just...
Franz, there is one thing. I've heard some terrible rumours about Grossman. No,
what? What have you heard?
No, would you...
I just told you. Where were we?
She was saying something about...
Kafka is a fine man. Don't listen to her. He gives to charity. He looks you in the eye.
What did she mean? She just said...
Oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about half the time. Whatever you hear, ignore it. People get very jealous of success. Very jealous indeed.
But, Father...